Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Warten auf is to wait for. Warten auf. How would you say I wait for? Ich warte auf. How would you say I wait for the bus? Ich warte auf den Bus. So you see, warten auf is a so-called phrasal verb. So a verb that requires a preposition. So warten auf. Auf is part of the verb. Like in English, to wait for. You have to say, I wait for the bus. Ich warte auf den Bus. And you see, den Bus. So warten auf is an accusative verb. It triggers accusative articles and endings. Ich warte auf den Bus. You remember, den is the masculine accusative article. How would you say, I wait for the train? Ich warte auf den Zug. How would you say, I wait for the car? Ich warte auf das Auto. How would you say, I wait for the tram? Ich warte auf die Bahn. You see, die Bahn, das Auto. But den Bus, you remember, in accusative, the only article that is different is the masculine one. Instead of being der, in accusative, it's den with an en at the end. And this is the ending we carry on also in other articles. So how would you say, for example, I wait for a bus? Ich warte auf einen Bus. How would you say, I wait for my bus? Ich warte auf meinen Bus. How would you say, I wait for your car? Ich warte auf dein Auto. You see, neuter, das Auto, we have now ending. Ich warte auf dein Auto. How would you say, I wait for my tram? Ich warte auf meine Bahn. You see, meine with an additional E, because Bahn is female. Ich warte auf meine Bahn. How would you ask? How would you say, what are you waiting for? Worauf wartest du? So you see, when we use phrasal verbs in German, warten auf, when we ask about the thing, we have to ask wo, so the question word wo, plus the preposition that is part of the verb. So worauf. In this case, we add an R in between because we have two vowels and it wouldn't sound. So we say worauf, what for? What for wait you? Worauf wartest du? How would you say, what for waits she? Worauf wartet sie? How would you say, what for waits he? Worauf wartet er? How would you say, what for wait you guys? Worauf wartet ihr? Now this is valid if you ask about the thing. If you ask about the person, then you have to make the accusative question using the accusative question word. How would you say, for whom are you waiting? Auf wen wartest du? You see, auf wen. Wen, with the same en as in the masculine article. Wen is the accusative question to ask about the person. Auf wen, for whom are you waiting? For whom wait you? Auf wen wartest du? How would you say, for whom waits she? Auf wen wartet sie? How would you say, for whom waits he? Auf wen wartet er? How would you say, I wait for my friend? Ich warte auf meinen Freund. How would you say, I wait for my husband? Ich warte auf meinen Mann. How would you say, I wait for my wife? Ich warte auf meine Frau. Great! Next time, we'll go through the verb abwarten. So, with the prefix ab in front. Abwarten means to wait and see, or to await. Abwarten, to wait and see. Like when you say, I will wait until you come home. So, here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So, talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.